What's up, friends? I'm your host, Amanda Smith, and welcome to the Girl Gang Podcast, the show where I chat with inspiring women about business, life's challenges, and building community, because we all need it. If you need a girl gang, this podcast is for you. All right, welcome to the Girl Gang Podcast. We have Kaylin Ann here recording with us on this Friday morning. Kaylin, welcome to the Girl Gang Podcast.
Thank you. I'm so excited to be here with you.
So excited. And we've been connected for a little while now, but for those who don't know you and about Girl Talk Agency, which is part of your business, tell us your background and what you do.
Yeah. So I'm actually originally from Michigan, Flint, and Detroit. And so I went to school for PR and communications. I thought I was going to be in PR fashion, but life happened. And then I ended up working for some nonprofits, but I always did like social media, like on the side and things like that for different people and businesses. So eventually I end up with like a TV show on a Christian network. And what I did was I would interview millennial women and just kind of hear their stories and just kind of talk. It was a really good time. It was called Girl Talk with Kaylin. And then after that happened, I had three seasons with them. And then I eventually turned it into a podcast after that opportunity ended. I love talking to women. I love encouraging them. I love hearing their testimonials. And so I started the podcast with Girl Talk with Kay podcast. And then I eventually started my agency. So I've gotten so many people over the years like, hey, can you please do this for me full time? And I just really didn't have the time. This year I told God, like, hey, I'm tired of working for other people. I want to work for myself. So what can I do? What skills and talents did you give me that I can make money from? And so social media was one of them. I've been doing it for a couple years. And so I honestly just really turned it into a business, an agency actually. And yeah, it's called Girl Talk Agency, where I serve millennial women, not even millennial women, but I serve women in their businesses to help them create that $1 million brand to be able to kind of help transition that onto social media. So yeah, that's a little bit about me.
I had no idea about the origination of the TV show. I think that's absolutely incredible. Yeah. So your background, how before even all of this started, you were working for other people, in the TV space. What else were you doing before you really decided to go out on your own?
Yeah. So I was doing a lot of, I had this corporate job. I was a fashion stylist. I love fashion. So I worked at Nordstrom's, White House, Black Market. And then I got into this corporate job where I was styling for Toyota, their brand ambassadors. And I actually really loved that job, but unfortunately it ended with everything happening, scaling down and all that stuff. So I was literally just working in the industry. And I actually did some nonprofit work too, doing some social media and outreach as well. So I've done a little bit of everything.
I love it. That's so interesting. I think, I love hearing people's stories on the corporate side, going from corporate to business, because I feel like my journey was a little bit different in that I was teaching and then I went into business. And so really, I never was in a corporate, quote unquote, setting. I wouldn't actually qualify teaching as like a corporate setting. I think it's its own kind of world. So cool. So interesting. And you got your business started. And so let's just dive into what it is that you do in your business.
Yeah. So what I do in my business, I manage people's social media accounts, right? Their Instagram, their Facebook, and sometimes even like mailing, email marketing. And so I really just kind of help them with their social media. I help grow their page. I help with their engagement, finding out their target audience, helping out with their strategy plans on how to grow their business on social media. And I also work a lot with like different marketing campaigns too, that they want to kind of get out to the world on social media. Right now I'm actually in the business of transitioning over to social media coaching, because of course I love helping people with their pages and stuff, but I do it for them, right? So I want to get into a space where I'm able to kind of help them teach them how to do it themselves, just so they know, right? To educate them and not just lean on me all the time, which I love, but I really want to be able to kind of educate, you know, those business owners, those entrepreneurs who want to know the game, who wants to know really how to grow their business by themselves eventually. So I'm going to be, so right now I'm offering the social media coaching where I kind of help them really plan out their goals on social media, help them kind of see, you know, who they want to target. Again, so everything that I'm doing for them, I'm literally teaching them the tools and the resources and things that I kind of help, you know, with their pages. And I just, I'm going to be teaching them that. So I'm super, super excited about that. And I think for me, it's great because I'll be able to connect and, you know, really listen to them and kind of help them with that journey too.
Absolutely. And I love seeing people go from the services, like done for you services side, to the coaching side. And so I want to talk about that too today. One of my first questions is, you know, you built out obviously the service-based part of what you're doing, but you know, the agency side, I think some people in the social media game management, maybe it's Pinterest management, ads, PR, whatever. Some people are thinking right now that are listening, should I go the agency route? Do I need to, yeah. Is this like a way that I need to grow? Yeah. How did you decide that?
Yeah. So for me, I actually, when I was in college, I interned with an agency. I interned with a corporation and a nonprofit. And so what I love the most about the agency is like the day-to-day, them able to really connect with their clients, really be able to kind of put their hands on the product and just kind of see the growth. So I love that one-on-one, not even a boutique agency, but just like that feel of the agency. It just kind of like resonated with me. And I knew that eventually I wanted to have my own social media agency / PR, you know what I'm saying? Eventually. But that's kind of the way that I went about it because I interned and I just learned so much behind the scenes, and I worked on, you know, different projects, and it was just the different feel about working with an agency versus like with a regular corporation.
Absolutely. So if someone's listening right now and they're wondering like, I'm doing this by myself and I'm thinking about going the agency route and building this out to offer more things, maybe like bring on a couple of people to help me execute with the clients, what should they consider?
I would definitely consider making sure that, you know, you're in the position that you want to scale, right? So I think a lot of times people have like this idea of, you know, if you started with agency, then it's like the one person show, right? But eventually you want to bring people on. But I would say as early as possible, I would definitely always try to just think about your vision being bigger and that you want to eventually scale your business, right? So I don't want to get into a habit, or I don't want my clients to get in the habit of only referring to myself, but more so as like the agency, like the team, right? So being prepared to really make that investment of, okay, well, I can't start off just saying, hey, this is Kaylin, but no, this is the Girl Talk brand agency, and we're here to serve you, really kind of including that you already have that team and that eventually you're going to be able to scale up your business with, you know, being able to hire account managers under your agency and then, you know, you doing the coaching versus, you know, you just doing the management versus, you know what I'm saying? Instead of just you doing everything and really being able to scale your business greater. And so you won't be able to kind of do everything yourself anymore, if that makes sense.
Absolutely. Yeah. I think that's a really good point about like, are you in a point where this is where you, how you want to scale, right? And I love what you've done too in creating the coaching side of things, because I think it's a natural evolving next step is once we've done it and it's been a while, we have that experience, people start coming to us for the advice and the support in the strategy side of things instead of just the done for you product or service that we can deliver to them. And I love that. I love that. So I want to kind of dive back into this TV show, which is so interesting to me. So explain to us a little bit about this TV show. How did it get started? Who was it really targeted towards? And then I know you said you shifted it to the podcast, and like, how has that looked like now?
Yeah. So, In college, I started this like blog, where it was basically, I was talking about faith and fashion, right? And then eventually, probably I started to hosting events in Detroit, Michigan. And what I would really want to do is I love events. I love collaborating. I love networking. So I would I would be throwing like events throughout the year in Detroit. And so there was this one event that I had. It was called Breaking Barriers Between Black Women in Competition. And it's something in our culture that we have this tendency of like competing versus like collaborating. So I'm really, really big on that. And there was this guy, actually my mentor, who was working at my past mentor, who was working at at the TV station. And he said, we met and I was just asking for advice. Like, you know, I don't know what to do. Like, I really like see this being bigger. And so he was like, do you want a TV show? I'm like, wait, what? Do I want a TV show? Are you serious? And he was just like, yeah, like, I mean, you have the content, you have the connections in the city, like you have the look, like, do you want to do it? And I'm like, don't play with me. And he was just like, I'm dead serious. And so his position at the station, he was over all the TV shows. So literally it was up to him for me to be able to do it, right? So he was the person who said yes to a show or no to a show, right? When people pitched. And so I'm like, okay, if you're for real, then I want you to like call the CEO and tell me that this is okay before I freak out.
You're like,
right?
Hold on. We have to make sure like I'm not dreaming. Like you're not messing around.
Right. Yes. So I was literally like, okay, just let me know. I need to hear it. And so he ended up calling the guy, the CEO on the phone. And then he was like, yeah, I think it'll be a great idea. Because the thing about the network was they were targeting, it's like an old Christian traditional like station. And so
are you allowed to say who it was?
I'd rather not.
That's okay. Why don't we should talk about it later. Cause I'm like, I think I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, I'd rather not share, say the name, but it's a really traditional Christian network. And so they were looking for a millennial to kind of change the game and get more millennials to watch the station. So he was like, this would be a great idea. And so this was literally just test and run. And so eventually, he said, can you be ready by next Tuesday? This was literally a Thursday. I'm like, be ready. Okay, sure, right? Like, I don't know anything. Like, I mean, I know about production. I did some freelance in LA, but like, I know all that it is to, like the things that I would have to get done. And in that short of a time, it's kind of impossible. But literally, I prayed in the car, my God, send me the right people to get this done with this opportunity. And he made it happen. Literally, I had someone styling my set. I had a hairstylist. I had a wardrobe stylist. I had makeup. Like, literally, God just really came through in that for me. And I was just like, this is nothing but you, because I never like wanted to do this, but literally he gave me the opportunity. And when I was in it, I loved it. And it was just like, oh my gosh, I really found my calling. And so with that being said, my main mission was to really empower the millennial woman to really, you know, talk about her faith, talk about her struggles, talk about her business, and really kind of encouraging her through those times, right? So I would talk about, you know, how to style for your body type, right? How to dress for your body type, right? Because we want to look sexy, but we want to stay modest, right? How to, you know, build your credit, like, you know, making sure our business is in order. So I would literally talk about literally any and everything on the show. And then, you know, I guess at a point in time, it just didn't work out because of like the main audience. Again, like I said, is older and traditional. I was bringing some new flavor. I was dressing really, you know, like my style. Oh, yeah. It was like so it was just very different. And so eventually that opportunity ended. And then I was like, I end up starting back to do events and things like that. And then I was like, you know, I'm just going to do this into a podcast. I love connecting with women. I love interviewing women. Literally, I like light up when I do it. So let me just turn this into a podcast instead of trying to do all this extra stuff and making my own show. Because I literally was about to make another like show and just, you know, take all the costs and stuff. But I'm like, you know what, let me just turn into a podcast. And
much easier, much cheaper.
Much cheaper, much easier. Cause I was literally paying out of pocket for a lot of those things. And so, yes, girl. Yes. And so, yeah, that's how I got the podcast.
I love it. So What would you say? I'd love to get into some podcasting stuff because I know a lot of our listeners are either considering starting one or have one or just love podcasts. But what would you say? Maybe a twofold question. What was the hardest thing about turning it into a podcast? And then what have you seen as the hardest thing about podcasting in general?
I would say for me personally, I am a woman who loves to like connect with women. So for me, I'm a very, very touchy, affectionate person, right? So when I see you, I'm gonna hug you. I'm not gonna shake your hand, right? When I see you, I'm gonna love on you, right? So
in the same way.
The biggest thing, yeah, for me, the biggest thing was like not having that personal connection, not having that, you know, touch and feel. And like from my show, like I was able to like hug you. I was able to hold your hand. I was able to like really connect with you and look you in your eyes. But with podcasting, a lot of times, you know, I interview people who aren't in the same state as me. So I can't touch you. I can see you on the call, but I can't really feel, I can feel your energy, but I can't really feel or encourage you like I would want to. So I think that's the biggest struggle for me is has been taking away that touch and really just kind of connecting and vibing off just like, you know, the conversation. And I think for me as well, like one thing has been difficult is everyone has a podcast. Literally everyone has a podcast. They're talking about business. They're talking yep. about, you know, how to start a business, how to start a podcast. Literally sometimes it almost seems like the market is oversaturated, but then I also have to think about like, there's no such thing, right? Because if, you know, McDonald's came about, you know, they're not thinking about Burger King, right? Like there's so many different people and topics and all those different things in the podcast world, in the industry. And I believe that whoever God has for you is going to be for you, right? So he's going to send those listeners to you, to your podcast. You don't have to try to mimic someone else's podcast. You don't have to try to be, you know what I'm saying? Like have your own original authentic self and show up for your audience and then the right people will come.
I love it. And you're right. Like, especially now, like 10 years ago, no, but now podcasts are, it feels like and seems like a dime a dozen. Mm-hmm. And I heard a statistic. I'm going to say it and it's not going to be right. And I'm going to botch it, but whatever. I heard a statistic a couple of weeks ago that was like over 50% of people now that start a podcast don't get past like 20 episodes or something like that, because they just, they probably don't know why they did it in the first place. They don't have a targeted audience. It's not interesting. No one asked for it in the first place, you know, things like that. And so that was just super interesting to me. But I think it brings the point of, because people ask all the time, I'm sure they ask you too, should I start a podcast or I want to, how do I do it and whatever. My first question is always, why? Why do you want to? Not that you shouldn't, but I'm just going to challenge you and say, why do you want to start a podcast? Do you have a specific take on who you know, with your story and who you are? Okay, cool. How are you going to build on that? What do you want the show to look like? How is this going to incorporate into your brand, your community and things like that and your audience? And sometimes people are pretty stumped. They're like, I don't know. It's like the TikTok video that's like, I don't know, you know, and that's how I feel. And so, but I think it's really important to get it narrowed down to where people come to your show and your podcast for a specific reason because of your specific shine, like I say sometimes. Mm-hmm. And that's the same thing with our brand, with our business, our company. Do you see that a lot too? I'm sure you hear that a lot from other people, especially in the social media world of like how to stand out and all those things. What are your thoughts?
Yeah, I definitely think a lot of times people don't understand why they're doing certain things. And I feel like they do it because they see other people doing it right in their industry. But I just say for myself, like, be original, like, you know, stay to yourself. I mean, stay in your lane. Like, you know, if you want to choose to try things, do that. And if it doesn't work, okay, next thing to do, you know what I'm saying? But I feel like a lot of times, and I get that question too, especially about podcasting, like, hey, should I start one? Hey, can you help me? What type of tools or resources do you use? Like, literally, I had to, like, you know, do the research myself, right? I had to figure it out myself versus asking people, which is fine. But I think a lot of times we need to respect people's time and like, hey, I would love to take a call with you. You know what I'm saying? Like really be intentional, because a lot of times I think people just see it and they see like the aftermath. They don't see the behind the scenes, right? They don't see the editing and trying to get on a call. You know what I'm saying? I know me and you have been like trying to connect for some time now. And it's just like, yeah. Right. And it's just like, people have schedules, people are busy, people have families. And so people don't get to see that back in work. And I think a lot of times they just see like the prettiness, they just see the glitz and glamour. And it's just, no, babe, look no. at everything, that, look at everything that I've been through trying to get this out. And to let me know if you really want to do it.
That is also what I tell people too, is like, honestly, podcasting is like another full-time job. So especially if you are in the earlier stages of your business, you're going to be doing this by yourself. You probably don't have the money yet to hire an editor or a manager. You're going to be spending hours of work per episode,
right?
You know? And if you're doing one episode, I have a friend, she actually was just on the podcast, and I like the way she does things, but she does 2 episodes a week. And I'm like, Debbie, you're crazy. But the way she does it, it's kind of interesting. she would laugh if I said that, but they do really short, concise, to the point episodes of like 20 minutes, 15 minutes, like really bite-sized things. So it's completely different and it's a very unique take and it's very digestible. And so that works for them. And the way that they batch it and things like that. But like, yeah, are you ready to invest time and maybe a little bit of money on the front end for equipment and things like that to do this? If so, go for it. You know, so good stuff. So we talked a little bit ago about thinking like, you know, are things, you know, saturated, things like that. How do you feel about the social media space, especially now as a coach? I know social media is for business owners, it feels like the end all be all, which I could get on a soapbox about that because it is a huge component, but it is not the only thing. So how do you feel about people talking about like, wow, Instagram's so saturated, or like, you know, people feeling especially like, well, I want to do this, but like, there's so many other people doing it. What's your take on that?
Honestly, I feel like the more that I get older or grow, I guess my mindset is changing when it comes to things being overly saturated. Because at first, that was one reason why I didn't want to get into the social media industry, because literally there was so many strategists, there were so many coaches, there were so many managers like doing social media, right? And so I think for me, I kind of had to get into this space where I am myself, I am unique, I have my own voice, I have my own, like, I'm me, right? No one is me, right? So no one can do the things that I can do. They may can mimic the things that I do, right? But they're not me. And so with that mindset, I had to like think of things, you know, again, like I said, like my people is my people, like the people that are assigned to me, the people that are going to be my clients are going to be my clients, right? They're not going to go to the left or go to the right or go with this person, go with that person. Like literally the people are for me, as long as I'm doing my job and communicating my worth, like my promise, my why, then they're going to come to me, right? So I think with that mindset, social media manager or whatever, there's so many different people, right? There's so many different people doing the same thing that I'm doing, but we have completely different outlooks. We have completely different experiences. You know, they didn't have a TV show, or they didn't like work 7 jobs in college to be able to do certain things. You know what I'm saying? So my experiences are my experiences. And I think that is unique. And I feel like my way and how I communicate with my customers, my clients, I feel like it shows. So when you say something's oversaturated, oh girl, I see so many people following me who was our social media managers. And sometimes I see them copying, not even copying my work, but like my language or certain things like that. And it's just like, you know what? It's cool because my clients are my clients. So, you know, hey, do whatever you want to do. But again, like owning your own voice, owning your own experiences, and the people will come.
I love it. Absolutely. So just the last couple things as we wrap up here, one of your, I don't know what you would call it, like foundational cornerstones, is you want to help cultivate $1 million brands. So I would love to hear like what is the inspiration behind this, the thoughts behind this?
Yeah. So really for me is, I believe like I have this, again, like I have this way about myself, my experiences, like my tones and all that different stuff, all those different things. And for me, like, I know that I can work with these brands. So why not? Because again, like my passion and my purpose to me is to be able to provide and to be able to service other people, right? So I really just asked God really to identify, like, who is my audience, right? Who do I want to serve? And how can I do my job? How can I serve them well? And so for me, that was literally like kind of what he deposited inside me. Like, you were made to really, like, you know, you have to have like a certain type of standard boundaries, right? I'm not just going to work with anybody anymore, right? I mean, I can, but I don't want to, because I want these type of clients and I want these type of results. So in order for me to get to that place, I'm going to have to have those boundaries in place and being able to really cultivate those brands or those business owners who already is in that place, but who wants to communicate that with social media. And I think that's the biggest thing right now, is being able to articulate your why, your purpose on social media, then I guess, like, just being able to just say, like, hey, yeah, I'm a coach, I'm a marketing specialist, and I have this brand and business, and I want to work with you. Right? No, we need to definitely communicate your service, your why, your promise, and really get those people to really buy into you at the end of the day. I think that's all social media is again, being social, but making sure that we're having a conversation, making sure that we're connecting with people and making sure that we are being social, if that makes sense.
Oh, I love it. I love it. I talk about this all the time, but like putting the social back into social media, like engaging with people and not just, it's really easy for us to keep our head down and like do our own thing, but we forget we got to go hang out with our people online, you know, and show up in the space. But such a good conversation today. Thank you so much for sharing all those great nuggets, tips, gems, if you will, as you would hear on Clubhouse. but it has been such a joy to get to know you too. And tell us, like, what's coming up for you? How can people connect with you? And if they're interested in what you're doing, all those things.
Yeah. And I appreciate you for inviting me on your podcast too. It's amazing.
Absolutely.
And I think, again, like, I love what you're doing, you know, with the Dallas Gang, the Gang, you know, everything that you're doing with your business and your community. I love it. So you guys can connect with me on Instagram at Girl Talk Agency, or you can connect with me too on my personal page at Kaylin Ann. So really, I really just kind of want to work with women. I want to serve women in their businesses to be able to really kind of to communicate like their why and their purpose on social media. I know it seems so easy for people to do, but it's not, right? It's a strategy. And I think I can definitely help you and serve you in that manner. And again, like I said, I am starting off with my social media coaching, and it's super amazing. I love helping. I love inspiring. I love coaching people through their whys, their purpose, and all that. So yeah, if you're interested, please hit me up, DM me. And yeah, again, I'm super grateful for being on this platform. It's amazing. And I cannot wait till we connect in person.
Yes, I know, especially because you're local, but so exciting. Thank you so much, Kaylin, for coming on the Girl Gang podcast. You guys, please go connect with her. Her content is so valuable and educational. And as always, hit the subscribe button if you're listening, screenshot and tag us and share it with a friend. We would love if you would leave a rating, a review at the end here. We really appreciate it. It's how we show up in iTunes and things like that for other people to discover us. But Kaylin, thank you so much for coming on today. And thank you guys. And we'll see you next time.
We are supported by BetterHelp.com. BetterHelp.com is online secure counseling services that you can take advantage of right from their handy dandy app. I've been using BetterHelp for the last several months. I went on there, I took a quick quiz about who I am and my personality. They matched me to the best fit counselor for me. And then we got started. You can message your counselor in the app portal. You can journal. They can give you activities and kind of homework or assignments so that you can work through the things that you are dealing with. And when you use code GIRLGANG, you can get 10% off. So betterhelp.com/GIRLGANG for more information.